Going to slide into the weekend with some James Hunter 6 on the stack, as well as the upcoming release by Tedeschi Trucks Band, Something from Made Up Mind. Let's get it rolling. We're taking the 219 with Tom Waits as we roll here on the Caravan.
Take care of pain. Hey, hey, hey. to God to help another. They can't get away with it every time, because I got a young man. If you was mine, once you down and on the street, they cut the ground out from under your feet. You know they do what they want, and who gets blamed? They cut the picture down to fit the frame. They can't get away with it every time. Well, I got the other back if you was mine. Better take cover.
Yeah, is that not a nice song? That drops August 20th, the latest Tedeschi Trucks Band album, Made Up Mind. And that tune was Sweet and Low, and it was Sweet and Low. The James Hunter Six with Lookout from Minute by Minute, their latest album, and Tom Waits getting it underway with Lowdown from the Orphans album here at 14 minutes past the hour. Looking at the weather, a slight chance this afternoon, about a 20% chance of precipitation. Mostly sunny, hot, high of around 95, heat index at about 105. Currently it's fair and 89 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Cat on a Hot Tin Streetcar will run this Friday and Saturday at Cajun Dome's Convention Center. It is a murder mystery dinner theater and silent auction benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Acadiana. It is, like I said, an original, of course, based on Tennessee Williams, obviously. Cat on a Hot Tin Streetcar by Nita Hardy, adapted by Allison Farr. And it will run, as I mentioned, Friday and Saturday, August 9th and 10th. 6:30 p.m., the doors open, and at 7 p.m., the performance, a silent auction, and dinner. For more information on all of this, you can contact Betty at Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Acadiana. Her number is 337-269-0454. Or you can also contact B. Blair at acadianabigs.com. Another screening of the Cane Fire film series happens this Sunday, 7:30 p.m. downtown Lafayette at Cité des Arts, 109 Vine Street, downtown Lafayette. It's the French animated film The Painting. And again, that's 7:30 p.m. Cane Fire film series, Sunday at Cité des Arts. We've got music from David Egan coming up from his new album, self-titled album, but from Algiers, down in New Orleans neighborhood. This is a classic by Henry Red Allen. Yeah, it's looking a little dirty in there right now. Let's get the mop.
Well. Thank you. snapping, your body sways. You sing along, now make no mistake. I ain't no fool, and I know what I see. Why don't you get on up and dance to the blues with me?
David Egan with Bruce McDonald doing some killer guitar work on that track. That was Dance to the Blues with Me from David's new third release, self-titled. And a classic there from Red Allen, Henry Red Allen, the New Orleans trumpeter. The trombonist on that track was J.C. Higginbottom. Can't seem to find the pianist, who is also pretty stellar. Get the Mop, M-O-P-P. And you can find a playlist for all of the tracks going down here on the Caravan by heading to our website, krvs.org. During this program, we get the tracks up there so that while you're listening to it, it's the tune that's posted right there on our homepage. Just head to krvs.org. We also have archived podcasts of all the other locally produced shows, everything from Blues Box to just any program, locally produced show you can find here on KRVS. It's all there, krvs.org. Let's watch out for that, Mr. Jones. Classic Dylan.
Into the room with your pencil in your hand. You see somebody naked and you say, who is that man? You try so hard but you don't understand just what you will say when you get home, because something is happening here but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You raise up your head and you ask, is this where it is? Then somebody points to you and says, it's his. And you say, what's mine? And somebody else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God, am I here all alone? But something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You hand in your ticket and you go watch the geek, who immediately walks up to you when he hears you speak and says, how does it feel to be such a freak? And you say, impossible, as he hands you a bone. And something is happening here, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You have many contacts among the lumberjacks to get you facts when someone attacks your imagination. But nobody has any respect anyway. They already expect you to all give a check to tax-deductible charity organizations. With the professors and they've all liked your looks. With great lawyers you have discussed lepers and crooks. You've been through all of F. Scott Fitzgerald's books. You're very well read, it's well known. But something is happening here and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Well, the sword swallower, he comes up to you and then he kneels. He crosses himself and then he clicks his high heels. And without further notice, he asks you how it feels. And he says, here is your throat back. Thanks for the loan. And you know something is happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Now, you see this one-eyed midget shouting the word now. And you say, for what reason? And he says, how? And you say, what does this mean? And he screams back, you're a cow. Give me some milk or else go home. And you know something's happening, but you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? Walk into the room like a camel, and then you frown. You put your eyes in your pocket and your nose on the ground. There ought to be a law against you coming around. You should be made to wear earphones. 'Cause something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones?
Little Stevie Winwood, all of, what, about 15, 16 years old when he recorded that, proclaiming his manhood. I'm a Man, before Bob Dylan's Ballad of a Thin Man from the incredibly enigmatic album, Highway 61 Revisited, some of the greatest titles in rock history, I think. Tombstone Blues from a Buick Six, Desolation Row, Queen Jane approximately. Classic Dylan here on the Caravan on KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles. It's almost 35 minutes past the hour.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show and Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production services and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
The sounds of the Minnehan Street Band guide our Medicine Ball calendar for this week. The Desert Shadow Belly Dancers perform at Artmosphere this evening. It's Andy Grooms and the Cathead Biscuit Boys at the Blue Moon Saloon. Chubby Carrier and the Swamp Bayou Band play Jefferson Street Pub. And it's open mic at the Wild Salmon. Friday, Blackwater 64 and the March Divide, Artmosphere. The Modern Jazz Movement play the Blue Dog. And Six String Rodeo with special guest Dustin Saunier, the Blue Moon Saloon. On Saturday, the Roebucks and the Blazers, Artmosphere. And Jeffrey Broussard and the Creole Cowboys return to the Blue Moon Saloon. They've been all over. They were on the West Coast, I think, last week. Anyway, Jeffrey Broussard, Creole Cowboys, Blue Moon Saloon. Stay tuned. Coming up at 12 noon today, it's Old Gold with Lee Kleinpeter. 1 o'clock. Avalon Variety Hour with Joanna Devine. Visit the second album by King Crimson in the wake of Poseidon, which, at least for the first side, is sort of a carbon copy or a sideways version of their first release, but still an interesting album. But let's begin with the ever-expanded Elastic Waistband, featuring members, former members of, well, I guess not, members of Morphine, Dana Coley in particular. This is the ever-expanding Elastic Waistband and taking a trip together with them.
Irresistible orbit.
classic Ramsey Lewis, Wade in the Water. Coming out of the King Crimson album, the second release in the wake of Poseidon, also featured Greg Lake, and as I said, was sort of a carbon or sideways version of the first album in the Court of the Crimson King in many ways, which is another reason why it wasn't probably their most popular album, but a great track anyway, Pictures from a City by King Crimson, and Mark Sandman composition by the ever-expanding Elastic Waist Band, Let's Take a Trip Together. And we're going to take a trip out of here with Mike Bloomfield and Al Cooper. They were accompanying Dylan on that tune we played earlier, Ballad of a Thin Man. This is from Super Session, something called Stop. Way for Lee Kleinpeter and Old Gold. A reminder that the Medicine Ball Caravan was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of UL Lafayette. I'm Cecil Doyle. Have a great weekend. Stay cool. Come on back. We'll do it again on Monday.